Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I see them.
Hello? Can you hear
me?
Can you hear me?
It's on my speaker.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Mom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me see if I can get Hubert in.
Okay, should be better now. You got to talk into this. Okay.
You got to get Hubert in.
Okay.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening, Auntie Janet.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay. All right, so we have, so far we have Mom and Auntie Janet, myself and Angela. I don't know if they're on mute or not, but.
Angela.
I'm sorry?
Okay, we got Hazel and we got Trail, Braille, and Angela. Oh, she gonna call your name? I didn't hear. We all are here.
Okay, so we have Hazel, Drea, Angela,
yeah,
and yourself,
Auntie
Carrie, and Auntie Janet. Okay, is this Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
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 Okay, if Auntie Carrie, you can start reading in Leviticus while we await others to join in.
Okay, 22:20, right? That's what you told me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
22:21.
Oh, okay, okay. And whosoever offer a sacrifice of peace offering unto the Lord to accomplish his vow, or a free will offering in bees, and in sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted there, shall be no blemish therein. Bind a broken, a mane, or having a wing, scurry or scrabble, you shall not offer these unto the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the altar of the Lord. Either the bullock and the lamb that has anything superficial or lacking in his part that may be offered for a free will offering, but for a vow it shall not be accepted. You shall not offer unto the Lord that which is bruised, crushed, or broken, or cut, neither shall you make any offering therein your land. Neither from a stranger hand shall ye offer the bread of your God of any of these, because of that corruption is in them, and blemish be in them. They shall be accepted for you. And the Lord shall speak unto Moses, saying, when the bullock of the sheep of the or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be seen. It shall be 7 days under the dam. and from the eighth day and henceforth it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And whether the cow or ewer, you shall not kill it and her young both in one day. When ye shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. On the same day it shall be eaten up. You shall have none left over until tomorrow. I am the Lord. Therefore shall you keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Neither shall ye profane any of my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord which hallowed you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. If everyone will hold for a moment, I'm going to try and bridge Hubert in, okay? Just give me a moment, please.
Okay.
Hey, where's the dog? Is she in both of his rooms?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try his number one more time. I keep getting a busy signal. Just give me one more second, please, and then we'll just go ahead. Okay, all right. I wasn't able to get Hubert. I know he really wanted to. I don't have the other number. What's the other number?
Which number you call? 78, they call 77.
77? Okay, hold please.
Uh-huh. I'm calling to the doctor now. This right here got me dead and gone. It dirty. I don't know if we need to put it back on the bed for the summer or not. Because people stuff. This is not to sleep on. Y'all been sleeping on. It's not a sheet.
But
Yes. Now remove the phone. Karen?
Yes.
Remove your phone with your whole conversation.
I'm through with it.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. I have Hubert on the line as well.
Greetings,
okay,
greetings.
Good. Praise the Lord.
Hi, Dad.
Okay, so I will do a roll call, and we'll go right on into our meeting. I have Hazel, Drell, Angela, Mom, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Hubert, and myself. Did I miss anyone? Amen, amen. All right, once again, thank you, Auntie Carrie, for reading out of Leviticus for us. And I just want to say good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, for you say when there are two or more gathered together in your name, that you will be in the midst of it all. And we thank you for bringing us together once again to give honor, to give you honor, and to spread the gospel to your people. We ask that you allow us to be hearers and doers of your word. Father God, we ask that you remove all evil spirit away from our prayer service tonight. And Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and bless the ones that could not be with us. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to wash and cleanse our mind with your precious blood. Give each of us clarity of thought and give each of us a sound and sober mind. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, all right. So this is part of the meeting where we share some words from the good news. So I will start out with Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from 1 Corinthians 15 chapter, beginning with the 51st verse. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal will be put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall put on incorruption, and the mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next, I would go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Oh, come back at me.
Okay. Let's see. Hubert, you have any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be sharing Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scoffer, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, that yields its fruits in his season, and its leaves does not wither at all, that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. May the reading of my words, may the reading of the words of the Lord be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. And next I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
No, okay.
Okay, all right. Let's see, Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm on to say the 23rd Psalm right now. Okay. I don't have my book. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. Oh, my God. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the day of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalms. Auntie Carrie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will read Psalm 120.
Amen.
In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou art false tongue, sharp arrows and the mighty with cold of Jupiter? Woe is me, that I sojourn in Mesa, that I would dwell in the tent of Kendra. My soul has long dwelled with him that has peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Let's see. Hazel, are you a listener, or are you going to share some good news with us tonight?
I'll share some good news.
Amen.
I don't have a verse, but, you know, it's just a sign to me that, you know, God doesn't do anything by accident. And me not being connected to my family for most of my life was for a purpose, and now I've had a chance to, you know, reunite with them, and I'm more grateful to know them. My dad, Hubert, and my brother, Drew, and my grandma, and my auntie, Angela, and the rest of the family I'll be meeting. So I'm just so grateful for his plan for my life, and I'm just excited to get to know you all a little bit more. So thank you all.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Hazel, thank you for sharing that with us. I do apologize. Thank you for sharing that God is good, good news with us tonight. And now I go to Auntie Betty.
I'm coming out of the book of Luke
chapter 18, starting at verse 10. It says, two men went up into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a Republican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extravagant, unjust, adulterous, or even as this Republican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithe of all that I possess. And the public standing afore all would not lift up so much as his eyes unto the heaven, but smoke upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, I am a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also instruments that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Luke. Drell, are you a listener or you want to share some good news?
Listen. I think I love y'all, though. Yes, man, I love y'all.
Oh, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see. I think I would go next. And I'm coming out of the red book. And it's a prayer for people who are grieving. It says, please help us in this time of loss of Lakante. We seem to be frozen with this overwhelming grief. We don't understand why our life is filled with this pain and heartache, but we turn our eyes to you as to seek to find the strength to trust in your faithfulness. You, Lord, are a God of comfort and love, and we ask you to help us to patiently wait on you and not despair. We will quietly wait for your salvation. Our heart is crushed, but we know that you will not abandon us. Excuse me. Please show us your compassion, Lord. Help us through the pain so that we hope in you again. We believe the promise in your word to send us fresh mercy each day. Though we can't see past today, we trust your love will never fail us. Jesus, you came to heal the brokenhearted, and our heart is broken today, Lord. And only you can heal our sorrow over losing our loved one. We ask you, Lord, to comfort us because you love us and have promised us everlasting consolation and hope through your grace. Blessed be to God, even the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulation, that we may be protected from any trouble and hurt as we walk with you, Lord, through the grief of our loved one. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Excuse me. Angela, are you ready?
Yeah.
If you're speaking, we can't hear you.
No, just a moment, okay?
Okay.
I'm coming from Psalm 37. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who like the grass, they will soon trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pastures. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of God. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous shine like the dawn. I can't see. Your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed. For those who are in the Lord will inherit the land. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Psalms. Okay, we have concluded the first part of our meeting, so now if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Maria and family, Mom and the Verna family, the Hurd family, Dwight, Tawana and family, Auntie Carrie and family, Auntie Betty and family, Reverend Allen, Sister Shirley and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the entire Lowe family, Eric, Tony, DeMarcus, Brian, Vanessa, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, and all their family, Lenny and family, the Simmons family, Marilyn and family, Ruth Edwards, Mary Ann and family, Eileen Holiday, Doretha and Jesse Verna, Malachi, Carlos, and the Wells family, the Dix family, Rochelle Bessler, Dessa Kendrick, Valerie Crockett, the Johnson family, Reverend Slappy, the Williams family, the Moody family, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we commit our life and all that it is that is in it to you to do your good works and to move and be in your total desire, your will, and your presence, and that we will be transformed into your total likeness in Jesus' name. And Lord Jesus, take your rightful place in and through and about our life. And we give our life to you, Lord, for eternity, and we ask that you bind all that we are to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
We have another comer, which is Michelle.
Who?
Hey, friend, Michelle, have joined us.
Michelle Holloway. Okay. All right. Okay, welcome, Michelle. We welcome you here. Okay. All right, so we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays. So I'm looking at the week of June 11th through the 17th. Any birthdays that we need to recognize?
I think I gave my son Luke for the 11th last Sunday.
Right, his name was
Luke.
Luke, yeah, Luke.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, Auntie Janet, would you do us the honor and sing the birthday song, please?
I sure will. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Janet. Now we have reached a part of our program where we do a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or share what's on your heart, or even more Bible verses. This is your opportunity. So I'll just go down the list. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to try to sing one of my old songs.
Amen.
One more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yes, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to shout together one more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time, yeah, one more time. One more time, God has allowed us to come together. One more time. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Next, I'll go to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
Yes, I have a praise report. I just met my granddaughter for the first time.
Amen.
And I'm so glad to meet her. And she's just like us. She's like we've been together for a long time. And now my grandson that I haven't seen in a long time, which is also good.
Amen.
She just walked in, and I'm glad to see her, so I won't talk to her afterward. But I'm glad we all here together today, and I just pray the Lord that everything go well. Amen.
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 Amen. Thanks for sharing that praise report with us, Mom. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, praise report, testimony, song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 33 to 37. Praise for strength. God is my strength and power, and he make my way perfect. He make my feet like hind feet. And settle me above the high places.
Yes.
To wall, so that a bough of steel is broken by my arm. Thou hast also given me the shield of the salvation, and that generation has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip. Amen.
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 I also want to thank everyone for the prayer and everything. Searching what
you keep fading out.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Yes. I said I want to thank everyone for the prayers and everything about my eye service. Everything was good. And I will be going back to the doctor Wednesday.
Amen.
Oh, Raphael.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yes, he is. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Doc, for sharing out of Samuel and for the praise report on the eye surgery. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. Michelle, is there anything you want to share with the group tonight, or you want to just be a listener? Okay, that's fine. If you change your mind later on, feel free to step in, all right? Okay, praise God, praise God. Auntie Carrie, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look up on his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory,
let me lift
my voice.
Share
the path home at last, ever to rejoice as I journey through this land. Singing as I go, pointing soul to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but the Lord lead me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him look up on his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares of past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I cling more close to him, he will give me light. Satan's snares may beg my soul, turn on the side, but the Lord lead and guide, to ever be retired. Oh, I want to see him look up on his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares of past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Amen. 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 Okay, let's see here. Auntie Janet, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to share from my little booklet, When Life Takes What Matters. In Deep Shadows, it's based upon Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and surely he will save you from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledged my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver and honor him all the days of his life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Hazel, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I think that's all for tonight.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Let's see. I'll go next. Not a great singer, and then my voice is cracking, but hey, the Lord knows my heart. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is my Amen. Version of You Made a Way. And Angela, yes, I'm still waiting on you to come back with your version because you sing so
Amen.
Beautifully. But you guys are stuck with me tonight. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, bless Allah.
You made a way when our backs were against the wall. And it looked like it was all over. You made a way. And I'm standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. There is nothing that impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Don't know how you did, but you did it. Made a way. Don't know how you did, but you did it. Made a way. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. There is nothing that impossible, and we're standing here only because you made a way. Don't know how you did, but you did it. Made a way. Don't know how you did, but you did it. Made a way. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Made a way. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Made a way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Moving right along here. Drell. Anything else you want to share with the group? A praise report testimony?
No, ma'am.
Pass.
Okay,
y'all. Amen.
Yeah,
huh? Amen. I love y'all again.
Okay, amen. Amen. We love to hear that, too. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to first thank everyone who's participated on the going home of my oldest son, Lakonte Markel. We're losing a, I'm losing a son, but I gained a daughter. It's like everywhere, you know, in the world, there's something going on. You know, it's like last Sunday when I participated in church. For those of you all who went with us last Sunday. I went in church Sunday morning, and I came up with a great song to sing. I just couldn't wait to sing that song. And then after I sung the song, I come back and I get the bad news about Kante. It overwhelmed me and hit me pretty hard. So I want all of you to know it's going to be some trials and tribulations and trouble in your life.
Yeah.
You might as well get yourself prepared for it and get ready to defeat it. We're not going to let the negativity take the pride and the joy of serving our God away. You got some trouble over here. You got trouble over there. But trouble didn't stop us from making our way to get to him. And I say, trouble in my way, trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes, to cry sometimes. Trouble in my way, trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
I
laid awake last night. But that's all right.
That's all right.
For I know Jesus, Jesus, he will fix it. Don't you know Jesus, Jesus, he will fix it after a while.
After a while.
Trouble in my way, trouble in my
way.
I have to cry sometime. Oh, so much trouble. I have to cry sometime.
I have to cry sometime.
I lay awake at night.
I lay awake at night.
But that's all right.
That's all right.
I know Jesus, Jesus, he will fix it. Do you know Jesus? He will fix it. I want to know Jesus. Jesus, he will fix it after a while. Trouble in my way. Trouble in my way. I have to pray sometime. Lord, trouble in my way. Trouble in my way. I have to pray sometime. Have to pray sometimes. I lay awake at night. Lay awake at night. But that's
alright.
I know Jesus, Jesus, he will fix it. Don't you know Jesus? He will fix it. Yes, I know Jesus. Can he fix it? He will fix it after a while. Right, do it, John.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. Trouble in my way. Amen.
Bless Allah.
Amen. Okay, look as though I have Angela left to sing us a song. Is that what you're going to do, Angela? Hey! I know.
Yeah, I don't need all that to get choked up.
Okay.
Something break every chain.
Mm-hmm.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Army rising up. Everything, break everything, break everything. And I'm stop right now.
Praise God.
Bless Allah.
Break
everything.
Amen. There's an army rising up. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Angela.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We have reached a part of our program where we are getting ready for the closing prayer. And, yes?
Ask Michelle if you want to ask her.
Okay, I am, Mom, I am running the program tonight. I thank you so much. But this is a time where we get ready for our closing prayer. But before our prayer, Miss Verna, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we move on to the closing prayer? Michelle, you have something you would like to share with us?
Not tonight. I'm starting to shy.
It's okay. We can't see you.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to you joining us another day and ready to share with us. Is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into our closing prayer?
Yes. Yes, I do. This is Hubert. Michelle, I'd like, if anything that you need that we'll be able to assist you with, you feel free to get in contact with my mom, Hazel, or Angela, or me. That might be a little bit difficult, but you still have some number. We can reach out in touch and stay in touch with one another. Just because of what done happened, I would love to be able to keep up with you and my grandkids, if that possible. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, I have a couple of things I would like to put out there. Next Sunday is Father's Day, so do we want to have a program or what? Majority wins.
Yes, we don't have many fathers left.
A program?
Yes.
Next
yes.
Sunday?
I say yes.
Got one, yes? If I get three, we on.
Three, yes.
Three, yes? Okay, we got a program next Sunday. All right, praise God, praise God. All right, now I need to ask Auntie Carrie, well, to tell Auntie Carrie, to tell Sister Shirley that we miss her and we love her very much. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Also, Auntie Janet, we would like for you to send our love to Ivana and family. Auntie Marie and Reverend Allen, tell them we miss them and we love them as well. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, we prepare for our closing prayer, and Auntie Janet is doing the honor to do the closing prayer. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, we come before you, and we thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. Thank you for the family, God, for the participation. Thank you, my God, for the great and mighty works that you've done and still doing through this prayer line and through your willing workers. God, we give you praise because you are good and your mercy endures forever. Father God, as this family through the prayer line has blessed many during their times of sorrow and some blessings, I pray, God, that blessing and comfort be returned to this family, almighty, awesome God. In Jesus' precious holy name, while they go through the time of sorrow, Father God, I pray that you just wrap your loving arms around them, hug them close to you, Father. Breathe on them, Father. And, Father God, I pray that this tragedy will bring you honor and bring you glory. Take it, God, and turn it around and bring blessings to this family. Let them not to be over grievous over this great loss. Comfort them, Father. You are the God of all comfort. There's no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And my heart just goes out to them because they are my extended family. There's no way, Father, that I can wrap my time around this. It's only you, Father, through your mercy and through your great grace, that you'll be able to take us through this, Father. And we know that you will. And, Father God, I thank you that you bless them and you keep them. You cause your precious face to shine upon them. Be gracious to each one, Lord God. Lift your countenance upon them and give them peace. And I pray right now special for my good friend. I would like to call him Brother Hubert. I praise and thank you, God, for him. He's just such a delight. I love what I hear in his voice, Father. And I thank you, God, for your very special blessings upon him, Lord God. And you are doing a great and mighty work in him, Lord. And we just thank and praise you for it. In the precious holy name of Jesus. God, may this prayer line to continue to be a source of comfort and strength to all of us as we navigate through many of life's challenges. In the precious holy name of Jesus, God, we pray your blessings upon each one, that you will touch, that you will bless all that they touch, handle, and do. They will be a blessing, Lord, continually, as you have so blessed them. Thank you, Lord, that they need to bless others. And I give them my blessings and my heartfelt prayer in the precious holy name of Jesus. Love you, Lord, and love you, family. Amen and amen.
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 Loretta.
Uh-huh.
I would like to thank Drea for being the messenger, even though he had to bring, they say you don't like to be a messenger of bad news, but you know the Lord say, we cry when they come into the world. We're supposed to shout and sing joyfully when they leave the world. So, and weeping may endure for a night. But joy comes in the morning. But Drea, I'd like to personally thank you for putting the word out, for waking everybody up, for passing the message on. And that is very much appreciated. So, son, keep your head up. Like I said, you might have lost a brother, but you also done gained a sister. So be strong, and I love you. I love you all.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that closing prayer, Auntie Janet. That was beautiful. Touch my heart.
Beautiful.
Amen. 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 Well, earlier I mentioned that God brought us together to give him honor and to spread the gospel to his people. Just a little snippet that we've been online now. This past May, about 8 or 9 years, or 7 or 8, somewhere around there. And an all-time listener is 61,252 people have listened. And I want to say we have saved at least one out of that 62,000, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But we're getting the word out there, and that's what God requires from us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Yes? Anybody say something?
Yes. One of Conte's friends just walked in the door, and I want him to give his name. What's their name now? Joy. Joy Ticket.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Joy Ticket.
Ain't not a name like that, Mom.
Well, what? All right, well, Chicken George. That's what I'm talking about. That was the name of the man that freed from life, Chicken George. Don't you remember that, Hubert? You might
remember
that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
I remember that,
Chicken George.
They had a good friend that he had talked to him about 3 hours before this happened. And you want to say a word?
I really don't know what to say, but that was one of my closest friends. I love him. I still love him. I said, as you just give me some words of encouragement.
Amen. Amen. Well, we look forward to meeting you. We look forward to meeting you. Thank you for being a close friend to a great person. Thank you so much.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, too. Maybe when I get down there, after I finish here, I get down there, I can look you up, George,
And you can just share that last moment with me. I will appreciate that if the Lord allows it to be in His will. All right?
That's Lakante Father.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And a lot was shared out of the book of Psalms. Amen.
Amen.
And a great show, as usual.
Hallelujah.
And Father God, we call upon traveling mercy, send your hedge of angels to protect us while traveling. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone that's in the White House. We ask that you order our steps this week. Lead and guide us through this dark world. Uphold us in your righteous right hand in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. May God continue to bless America and other nations. God loves you, and so do we. Everyone have a blessed week. Happy Father Day, who all it goes out to. Good night. We love you. Good night,
love
everyone.
You.
We love you. Thank you,
good
Michelle.
Night.
Thank
love
you, Hazel. Thank you, Drell, for joining us. Don't be a stranger.
Shalom, shalom.
We love you, Hubert.
Wadida, wadida.
Love you all. Have a blessed evening.
Shalom, shalom.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye, Dad.
With my head, but your caress and release pain, distress, and then instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you. Till I hear you say,
my nephew, Lakante Lowe. And we ask that everyone be with us in prayer on Tuesday. But I'd like to leave this with you before I end this line. Whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. James 1, 2, and 3. May everyone have a blessed week. The Nellums family love you all. Good night. Happy Father's Day.